And good afternoon and welcome everyone to Rockburn High School for the regular season finale doubleheader in softball action today as Piers and Rockburn get set to square off. Coaches and the captains and umpires going over ground rules here at this beautiful facility, shaking hands, and we're set to go with a doubleheader as the Pioneers and Rockburn Rockets will finish up the regular season and get ready for playoffs, which begin next week. We'll talk about the playoff brackets for both of these two teams. Pioneers coming off their only win of the year the other night. They won finally into the W column, 7-5 at Royalton to pick up win number one this year, 1-16 for Coach Hans Horning's team. While Don Engelbretson and the Rockburn Rockets are playing for a share of the conference title today. A sweep, and they tie Maple Lake. They're 13-3 coming in. They're the one seed in their subsection. We're going to meet the teams. The defensive alignment for the Rockets, they'll be the home team in game one, so Piers will bat first, and we'll meet the Pioneer lineup that Coach Horning puts together right after this.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
There's never been a better time to visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. For a limited time, join Verizon and get a $100 bill credit with each new smartphone purchase with Verizon Edge. Qualified customers can also get the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless for no money down with Verizon Edge. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, located on the east side of Little Falls, to shop now.
Requires number port in, subject to customer and Edge agreements and credit approval. Bill credit takes up to two.
All right, here we go, and leading off for the Pioneers, senior shortstop Shelby Bozer, and we are underway, and the first pitch from right-hander Bria Majeski in for a strike. First pitch coming in game one here at 3:40 this afternoon. Doubleheader, there's a swing and a foul ball, quickly 0-2, Brianna Meyer on deck. As Piers will open up playoff action on Monday, they go back to Malacca, where they just played a week ago Monday and lost to the top seed only by a run, 4-3. And there's strike three called. One quick out here for the Rockets. Brianna Meyer now, the catcher. Piers lost Monday 4-3 to Malacca, but led 3-2 going to the bottom of the seventh. And there's a strike delivered from the hard-throwing Majeski. He's a righty and deals. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Caitlin Witoshek on deck. And there's a pop-up possible play over there at first for Peyton Palmer, and she made a fine catch. Right up against the fence line on the first base dugout side, Peyton Palmer with a gem, and there are two outs. And now Caitlin Witoshek will bat, with Kendra Fisher moving on to the on-deck circle. Here is the wind by Majeski, and a swing and a miss. A high, tight fastball, 0-1. Pioneers are going to have to shorten up their swings here against this hard-throwing right-hander and just try and put the ball in play. There's another swing and a miss. Quickly, 0-2. Caitlin McNeil is the Rocket catcher. Peyton Palmer at first. Brooklyn Sanderson at second, and there's strike three to Witoshek. So Majeski gets her team off the field in a hurry. Couple of quick strikeouts, and we go to the bottom of the first. We'll meet the lineup in the field for the Pioneers in the batting order for the Rockets after this.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen.
We're back at Rockford Beautiful Facility up here. If you're familiar, when we come up here in the fall for football, it's behind the football field, just past the scoreboard. Leading off for the Rockets will be their third baseman, Allison McNeil.
Allison McNeil!
Center fielder Hannah Carlson will bat second. And shortstop Brianna Calder will hit third. Hannah Call gets the start as the pitcher for the Pioneers with Brianna Meyer as the catcher. And here's Hannah's first pitch in for strike one. Kendra Fisher's at first. Elizabeth Carson at second base. Shelby Bolzer and Caitlin Wytoszek at the short and third base positions. Down and in on the next pitch. 1-1. And the wind and the pitch by the sophomore. Grounded back and a nice backhanded stop by Hannah. And she throws to Fisher. And McNeil retired. Boy. Hannah just stuck the glove out and ball found it. One out. Center fielder Hannah Carlson now.
Hannah Carlson!
Both teams in all black here. So one out here in the bottom of the first. And Hannah skips onto the plate. One ball, no strikes. Melissa Gall is in right. Sammy Gross is in center field. Here's the 1-0 pitch. In for a strike, called strike. 1-1. Megan Kapsner in left. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Just down and in. 2-1. On deck is Brianna Calder. Pioneers went quickly in order in their half of the first. Couple of strikeouts. And that pitch grounded foul past third. Evens the count at 2-2. Rockford is the number one seed in their half of 5AA, the Western half. And they get a first round bye. And changeup is outside. Full count now to right-handed hitting center fielder Hannah Carlson. One out. Guarding the line at third is Wytoszek. And here is the payoff pitch from Hannah Call. In and lined into left field, a base hit. 3-2 pitch, solidly hit into left by Hannah Carlson, and she becomes the first runner of the ballgame. And it brings up Brianna Calder, the shortstop. So Calder to bat with one on, one out. And here is the first pitch. Runner goes. Pitch gets by Brianna Meyer, and safely in at second with a steal is Carlson. Pitch down and at the feet of Calder, and good jump by the runner. And it's a runner in scoring position now for the Rockets in their half of the first. One ball to count to Brianna Calder, right-handed hitter, up high, 2-0. Again, I mentioned if Rockford sweeps today, they share the conference title with Maple Lake. They would have split with each other. That pitch stays low, 3-0. On deck is the pitcher, Bria Majeski. Scoreboard out in right field here in Rockford. Up on the hill. 3-0 pitch from Call. In for a strike. 3-1 to the number three hitter for the Rockets. Runner at second. One away. And the pitch. Fly ball towards center. Sammy Gross right there. And she came in on it. And it gets over her head. And it gets out of play. And that's going to be a ground rule double. There's a little gate out in center field allowing entry into the ballpark, and somehow the ball found its way through that opening. So it's a ground rule double to center by Calder. Boy, it sure looked like Sammy had that one lined up to make the catch, and all of a sudden she realized it was over her head. And it's second and third.
Up next, the Rockford.
They do give the runner Carlson home. She was at second, so it's 1-0 on the RBI double by Calder, and now the pitcher, Bria Majeski, to bat. And here's Hannah's pitch in on the inside corner for a strike. Rockford will open up play on Tuesday in Delano at 4 o'clock against the Fridley Providence Academy winner. That's the 4-5 seed game. Hannah misses high with a pitch, 1-1. A leadoff grounder back to the pitcher, and then back-to-back hits have Rockford on the board in the bottom of the first inning. One zip. There's a ground ball ripped foul past the third base coach, head coach Don Engerbretson. 1-2 to Majeski with right fielder Mackenzie Bellinger on deck. .313 record for Rockford. One conference loss. That's to Maple Lake. And Hannah calls pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards third. In the hole. Gets through two fielders. And it'll be a seeing eye single by Majeski in the left. Both Wytoszek, and now the ball rolls away. And Majeski will take advantage and go to the extra base. Ball got by both Wytoszek and Shelby Bolzer. It was not a hard hit ball and somehow just found enough room. So second and third for the right fielder, Mackenzie Bellinger. Line drive to Shelby Bolzer, and diving back in is Majeski to avoid the double play. That was a, pardon the pun, rocket off the bat of Bellinger. Right to the glove side of shortstop, Shelby Bolzer for the second out.
Number 12, Emily Kane.
And Emily Kane will try and pick up a two-out hit, and she takes strike one from Hannah Call. We're in the bottom of the first, 1-0 Rockford. Ground rule double by Brianna Calder, bringing home Hannah Carlson with the only run so far, but two runs out there. Call just off the plate. 1-1. Caitlin McNeil on deck. Three hits and an error in the inning here for Rockford. There's a ground ball hooked foul off the fence, and it makes it a 1-2 count. Piers and Rockford were supposed to play in baseball yesterday. That'll be made up on Monday afternoon in Piers. Doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball down the line and left, hooking foul into the corner. Still 1-2 to left fielder Emily Kane. Runner at third is Brianna Calder. At second, Bria Majeski. 1-2 pitch from Hannah Call. Popped up to third. Wytoszek should end the inning. She does. So, one run, three hits. There was one Piers error, two left in scoring position after an inning here in Rockford. Game one of a doubleheader. Scores Rockford 1, Piers nothing.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Peers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
Kendra Fisher leads off the top of the second inning. The first baseman against Bria Majeski takes strike one. 1-0 Rockford. Next pitch popped up. First base, Peyton Palmer. Halfway between home, makes a foul ball catch. Just foul. And there are two outs, or one out. Second out recorded by Palmer at first base with foul ball catches. Here's Alyssa Gall now, the right fielder, number five hitter. And the first pitch swung on and missed. One strike. Hannah Call on deck for the Pioneers, batting in the second inning. At pitch, inside, waist high. One ball, one strike to Alyssa, the junior right fielder. Outfield straight away. Here's the Majeski offering, and it's waved at on the outside part of the plate. 1-2 to Alyssa Gall. One ball, two strikes, one out. And Majeski deals, and it's a ground ball back to Majeski. Over to Palmer, two outs. So two outs here for the right-hander, Bria Majeski, and it brings up Piers pitcher Hannah Call now. And Elizabeth Carson on deck. And Hannah takes it up and in for a ball, 1-0. 5 up, 5 down for Majeski so far in the pitch. Hannah lifts one back to the screen. Foul ball, 1-1. Piers will be the home team in the second game. That pitch down at the feet of Hannah. Showed some of Travis's dance moves there. Getting out of the way. 2-1. Swinging a pop-up. Palmer, another chance. And she's got three of the six outs so far on foul ball catches for Peyton Palmer at first base. Pioneers are done in order in the top of the second. Still Rockford 1. Piers nothing, heading to the bottom of 2.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers! If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
We're back in Rockford, and Hannah Call throws a first pitch strike to Rockford catcher Caitlin McNeil, leading off the bottom of the second. 1-0 Rockets are scoring. There's a foul ball back into the screen. Quickly 0-2 for Hannah. Caitlin McNeil, Peyton Palmer, and Brooklyn Sanderson scheduled up here for Rockford in the second. 7-8-9. Outfield straight away. Call. Gave up a run on three hits in the first. Here's the pitch, and it's just outside. 1-2. Rockford stranding runners at second and third last inning. Not much of a breeze up on the hill here. Here's the next pitch, and it's grounded. Knocked down by Wytoszek. Long throw, and she is out at first. Fine play by Caitlin Wytoszek at third base, taking extra bases away from Caitlin McNeil as that would look like it was headed down the line. A nice backhanded stab right at the base by the senior Wytoszek. And now it's the first baseman, the busy in the field so far, Peyton Palmer, and she takes strike one. So Hannah gets a big first out, that leadoff out, always important, and she's helped out by her defense. One strike pitch. There's another chance and another stop by Wytoszek. Throws to first, and that's back-to-back. Nice fielding plays by Caitlin. Two up, two down. And it'll bring up Rockford second baseman, Brooklyn Sanderson.
Number nine, Brooklyn Sanderson.
So with two outs, bases empty, call deals right down the middle for a strike. 0-1. 1-0 Rockford. We're in the bottom of the second, two outs. Here's the one strike call pitch. Down the middle, popped up. Shortstop Bozer right there. And what a nice inning for Hannah Call on the Pioneer defense. Caitlin Wytoszek with a couple of fine plays in the field, and Rockford's out in order. Three up, three down, end of two in Rockford. Rockets continue to lead 1-0 over Pierce.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt. And together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
We head to the third inning, and second baseman Lizzie Carson to lead it off for the Pioneers against Bria Majeski. 1-0 Rockford, a first inning ground rule double, and an offered at bunt by Carson. 0-1, Sammy Gross, and then Claire Reardon for the Pioneers here in the third. 7-8-9. Here's Majeski's pitch, and it's bunted right to third in the air and right at Allison McNeil, who was ready for it. One out. And now the center fielder, Sammy Gross, to bat.
Number 21, Gross.
Here's the Majeski first pitch fastball in for a strike. 0-1. Gross and then Reardon for the Pioneers. Inside. 1-1. Sammy dancing back out of the way. Top of the third here in Rockford. There's a fastball. Swing and a miss. 1-2. And I've mentioned that Palmer's had three catches, and really the reason is because Pioneers are late on their swing, so you're going to see a lot of balls hit to the right side. Not that time, though, as Gross takes strike three on the outside corner. Strikeout number three for Majeski. And with two outs, Claire Reardon, the left fielder, will bat. First pitch, a little bit inside, ball one. Shelby Bozer on deck. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Pioneers looking for their first runner here against Majeski yet. Swinging a roller to third. That's a fair ball inside the line. McNeil's throw is high, and Reardon is safe. That one hugged the chalk line, and McNeil play in front of the third base bag. Throw to Palmer high, and Claire Reardon becomes the first runner of the ballgame.
Up next for Pierce,
on top of the order, Bozer. Shelby Bozer struck out looking to start the ball game. And Majeski throws the ball. Bria. And the pick with the knees. Two strikes to Shelby Bozer here with two outs and Reardon aboard. And there's a swing and a miss. And out goes Bozer and the Pioneers. Majeski adds a couple of strikeouts to her total. No runs. an infield single and one left. We head to the bottom of inning three. Rockford leading Piers 1-0.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Let's face it, we've all done it. You drop your phone on the ground and it lands face down. Slowly you bend down, pick it up, turn it over, hoping that you don't have a broken screen. Well, if your fears are confirmed, we can fix it. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. We also replace batteries, repair charging ports, and fix mics and earpieces, all on Apple devices and most Samsung phones. So the next time your Apple or Samsung device needs repair, stop in and visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
All right, we're back at Rockford on the first pitch. A fly ball out to center field off the bat of Allison McNeil, and that's the way the bottom of the third starts. Right there was Sammy Gross. One out, Piers trailing 1-0 as Rockford bats in the bottom of the third. Here's Hannah Carlson, a single and the game's only run, and that one gets inside for a ball. Carlson came home on Brianna Calder's ground rule double in the first.
Up next, number two, Hannah Carlson.
One ball to Carlson, base is empty, one out. Hannah against Hannah here, call pitching to Carlson. That one's inside, 2-0. Number two batter and the catcher here for, or the center fielder, Carlson. Where's number two? Kendra Fisher at first, Lizzie Carson at second. There's one down the line and left. Fair ball. No, foul ball. Ooh. Down the line, just missed. Extra bases, a long foul ball into the left field corner. 2-1. Right-handed hitting Hannah Carlson up at the plate. What breeze there is blowing across from right to left up here on the hill in Rockford. There's a ball stroke to left center field down onto the grass. Cut off by Sammy Gross, and it's a long single by Hannah Carlson. She tagged that one, and Gross cut it off in the alley. A one-out hit for Carlson, who's 2-for-2. And Brianna Calder. She doubled through the fence in center field to drive home Carlson in the first. One on, one out, and that pitch got away from Meyer, and advancing to second will be Hannah Carlson. Pitch was ruled inside for ball one to Calder, the Rockford shortstop. One-oh pitch. Low, 2-0. Majeski, the pitcher, due up next. Piers in the first base dugout here. Rockford on the home third base side, and there's a strike. 2-1 to Calder. She watched one at the knees. Piers and Rockford here this afternoon. Here's the pitch to Hannah Call to Brianna Calder, and it's low. Runner goes. Oh, boy, they would have had her, but it went off the glove of Caitlin at third base. She may have snuck a peek to see the runner coming in, and that was just enough. And safely in at third is Carlson. 3-1 the count. Here's the call pitch, and it's pulled foul. Good play by the on-deck hitter, Majeski. Full count. Runner at third with one out for Rockford, looking to add to a one-run lead here. Swinging a ground ball, Wytoszek knocks it down, throws to first, and there's a fine play again by Caitlin. She threw that from her knees to get Calder for the second out. Having to hold it third is Carlson.
Up next.
And that brings up the pitcher, Bria Majeski. That is three nice plays at third base. They call it the hot corner for a reason, and Caitlin's been busy over there and able to field everything hit her way so far. There's a pop-up, shallow center. Gross coming in. She can't get to it. It'll drop as an RBI single, and Rockford's taking a 2-0 lead. Majeski now 2-for-2. Bowser coming, going out, and Gross coming in. Neither got to it. And now it's the right fielder, Mackenzie Bellinger. So 2-0 Rockford now in the bottom of the third as Call delivers in its inside, ball one. Couple of hits this inning now, five in the game for the Rockets. And the pitch, fastball lined into left. No chance for Caitlin at third that time as Mackenzie Bellinger turns on a pitch. She had lined out loudly to the shortstop last time up, so she's hit the ball hard twice. And it's first and second with Majeski now the lead runner.
12, Emily Kane.
Yeah, left fielder Emily Kane will bat. Emily popped to third, ending the first. Hits it to third, knocked down by Wytoszek. She shovels it and safe at third as Bowser, the shortstop, came over. And they are loaded up. That ball was down the line over the third base bag, off the glove of Caitlin, through the third base coaching box.
Up next, number one.
And Caitlin couldn't gather it in time to get it over to Bowser for a force out. That'll be an infield hit for Kane. Bases loaded for Caitlin McNeil, the catcher. Here's Call's pitch, and it is ruled high, ball one. A chance for a big inning for Rockford, but a chance for Hannah Call to get out of this with only one run given up. Needs just one out. A little bit outside, 2-0. A run in the first and now one across here in the third for Rocket to double their lead. 2-0, bases full, two outs. Fastball in for a strike, 2-1. Look like Caitlin McNeil taking all the way. Caitlin and Allison McNeil, twins. The 2-1 inside, got her. Oh, it hit her. It got her, and that'll force in a run. Looked like got her on the knee. So McNeil hit by a pitch, scoring Majeski to make it 3-0. And it'll bring up the first baseman, Peyton Palmer.
Up next for Rockford, number four, Peyton Palmer.
Palmer grounding out to Caitlin Wytoszek in the second inning. And here is the first pitch. Palmer takes it inside for a ball. Eighth batter of the inning here for Rockford against Hannah Call. They've plated two. Here's the next pitch. Just inside. Palmer moving back. 2-0. You can probably hear they play music throughout here. Not sure why. Wish they wouldn't. 2-0 pitch. Line over short. One runs in. Here comes Kane to the plate. She comes home, and it's a 5-0 lead. A two-run single by Peyton Palmer. Bellinger and Kane come in. Up to second, McNeil. That one just over the glove of Shelby at shortstop. Another 6 inches, and she would have snared that one. And now the second baseman, Brooklyn Sanderson. She takes strike one. So a four-run inning so far for Rockford, and they're up now 5-0 here in the third. Call ahead 0-1. Next pitch down the middle and fought out of play. Two strikes. Sanderson popped up to Shelby Bowser to end the second inning. Call's two-strike pitch. A little bit high. Top of the order, Allison McNeil due up next. Five hits in this inning and a hit batter with a bases loaded situation. There's a pop-up coming back. Brianna can't get to it. Wasn't a real high pop-up, and Sanderson will get another chance at it here. came back to the screen to the right of Brianna Meyer. One ball, two strikes to Brooklyn Sanderson. Caitlin McNeil at second, Peyton Palmer at first. Hannah Call delivers, popped up, shortstop Shelby Bozer drifts back, two steps, makes the catch, and for the second time, Brooklyn Sanderson has popped up to short to end an inning. But a good third for Rockford as they come up with four runs, three of them with two outs. Actually, all four with two outs. And they leave two on base. There were one, two, three, four, five hits in the inning. At the end of three here in Rockford, it's now Rockford 5, Pierce 0.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Shomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Shomer, at 468-2525.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Brianna Meyer leads off the fourth inning, and she hits one in the air to right center. Drifting over and making the catch is Hannah Carlson. Plenty of time to get there, and there's one out. Fly ball to center field off the bat of Meyer. Here's Caitlin Witoszek. Third baseman struck out to end the first. That is one of four strikeouts so far for Bria Majeski. 5-0 Rockford. We're in the top of the fourth. And the right-hander throws a fastball. Swung on and missed. 0-1. Kendra Fisher now on deck. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a pop foul back and onto the C-Squad field. 0-2 to senior third baseman Caitlin Witoszek. One out on a fly ball out to center, and she swings and grounds one to third. Across to Palmer, two away. Just a slow roller over there to Allison McNeil, who makes the play. And with two outs, first baseman Kendra Fisher will bat. Pierce has had just one runner, and I gave Claire Reardon an infield hit. With two outs in the third, and there's a strike on the inside corner to make it 0-1. Kendra popped up to Palmer at first in foul territory, and there's strike two called on the inside corner. Two strikes to Kendra Fisher. Base is empty, two outs in the fourth, 5-0 Rockford. Here's the wind in the pitch, and it is taken outside. That tailing fastball, a lot of movement. 1-2. One ball, two strike pitch. Swing and a defensive swing, and it's rolled back to the pitcher, Majeski, to Palmer, and the inning's over. Kendra almost trying to get out of the way of that and followed through on her swing, and little jam shot, two-hopper back to Majeski, and a quick 1-2-3 fourth. At the end of 3.5, Rockford in front, 5-0 over the Pioneers.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Pierce High School. The Peers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
All right, we're back in Rockford, 5-0. Rockets with the lead as third baseman Allison McNeil leads off the bottom of the fourth, and she drives one on a hop to shortstop. Bozer to her left with a nice play and throws out McNeil. 6-3 on the ground out to start the fourth. And now the center fielder Hannah Carlson, who's 2 for 2, 2 runs scored.
Up next, number 2.
5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Rockford. No runs, 1 hit, 1 Piers error. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the Hannah Call pitch, and it's bunted. Call will have a play, throw, and she is safe at first. Bunt single for Hannah Carlson. She just deadened the ball enough and had the speed to beat out her third hit of the ball game. And now it's the shortstop, Brianna Calder, with one on, one out.
Number 10, Rico.
Calder has doubled in a run and grounded to third, and there's a throw down to first by Meyer, and back safely the runner. One ball. Number 3 batter in the Rockford order. On deck, Majeski, the pitcher. There's a ground ball foul, hard hit ball, and bending back out of the way, Coach Engebretson at third. 1-1 to Calder. 1 in the first, 4 in the third for Rockford. Pioneers have yet to really solve right-hander Bria Majeski, who's allowed only 1 runner. A questionable infield single by Claire Reardon. There's a pitch just outside. 2-1, another throw down. The reason I say questionable, it was a slow roller to third, and Claire safe at first when McNeil's throw high to first base. Could have been ruled a hit or an error, depending on the hometown scoring. Throw to first again as the runner had strayed off a little bit that time, but diving back in. It's a 3-1 count now to Brianna Calder. I always give the benefit to the batter, though, so I ruled Claire a hit there. Here's the 3-1 pitch inside, and there are 2 on. First walk issued by Hannah Call. Carlson will go to second. 1 out. The leadoff ground ball to short by Allison McNeil. Then a bunt single and now a walk. And Bria Majeski, couple of singles. The last one drove in a run. And she lifts one in the air to right. Gall coming in, and Alyssa reaches up, makes the catch. Second out on a shallow fly to right. And now the Rockford right fielder, Mackenzie Bellinger. And the left side of the infield, be on your toes. She is lined to short and singled hard off the glove of third baseman Wytoszek. Down and in, runner's going to try it, and safe at third. Almost oversliding the bag was Carlson, but kept her hand on. So it's second and third as each runner moves up on a pitch in the dirt. Chance for Bellinger to drive in a couple here. 5-0 Rockford, 2 outs in the fourth. Ground ball laced into left. That'll get one home. They're going to wave the second runner home. Throw to the plate is not in time. A 2-out, 2-run single by Mackenzie Bellinger, and it's 7-0. Boy, she has hit the ball hard all 3 times.
Number 12.
And that'll bring up Emily Kane. 6 of the 7 runs have come on 2 out hits for Rockford. And there's one driven foul out of play down the line in left. 1 strike. She has popped up to third, singled, and she scored 1 of the 4 Rockford runs in the third. And they've plated 2 more here in the fourth. Call delivers, and it's fisted over the third base dugout and out of play. 2 strikes to Kane playing left field here in game 1 of a doubleheader in Rockford. Overcast but dry and pleasant conditions here today. Here's the 2-strike delivery. Swing and a foul tip. Throw to second. That should have been the third out. There's no advancement for the batter. That's just a strikeout, and that is now the call. Strikeout for out number three, but Rockford scores two on the Bellinger single, and at the end of four, it's now Rockford 7, Piers nothing.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Alyssa Gall leads off the top of the fifth inning, takes a quick 2-0 count here, 7-0 Rockford. There's a swing and a miss on that tailing fastball by righty Bria Majeski. Four strikeouts, no walks, only a scratch single in the third by Claire Reardon. Blemishing, there's a line drive to the on-deck circle. Little late on the swing, 2-2 to Alyssa Gall, the junior right fielder. She'll be followed by Hannah Call and Elizabeth Carson. Here in the fifth inning, here's the wind and the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5 for Majeski. One down brings up the pitcher, Hannah Call. Hannah popped up to the first baseman, Peyton Palmer, to end the second inning. And now stepping off the rubber is the pitcher, and she will reset. Majeski delivers. First pitch, Hannah takes it, strike one. The next pitch on the way, down the middle. Fly ball to center field, ranging over Carlson towards left center. He's got it for out number 2. Second put out for Hannah Carlson in the ball game.
Carson.
Hannah brings up the second baseman, Lizzie Carson, with two outs, bases empty. She popped up to the third baseman, McNeil, on a bunt try in the third. Takes a strike. Two quick outs. She's gotten the first two batters now in all five innings. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Claire Reardon on deck. She's the only runner against Majeski so far. Here's the two-strike pitch. Carson watches it low. One ball, two strikes. 7-0 Rockford. A 13-3 Rocket team that'll be a one seed in their playoffs next week. Outside corner, strike 3 called. And Carson goes down looking to end the top of the fifth. Three up, three down once more for Majeski. Bottom of the fifth, Rockford leads 7-0.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Bottom of the fifth, 7-0 in favor of Rockford as Hannah Call will face Caitlin McNeil, Peyton Palmer, and Brooklyn Sanderson. 7-0 Rockets. Hannah Call, one strikeout, a walk, and a hit batter. And here is Hannah's first pitch, and it is taken off the plate for ball one. Caitlin McNeil hit by a pitch to drive in a run in the third. She's also grounded to third, 0-1. In for a strike, 1-1. There's one, ruled high, 2-1. Peyton Palmer on deck. And there's a drive to left. Reardon has it go off the top of her glove. And into second with a leadoff double is McNeil. She roped that one, and Claire out in left got back on it, reached up, but just had to go off the glove. So a leadoff double brings up Peyton Palmer.
Palmer, number four.
And the first pitch misses inside. There's a strike delivered for Palmer, and two runs single in the third, and she's also grounded out to third. 1-2. One ball, one strike count. Fly ball towards Reardon in a couple of steps, gloves it. Out number one off the bat of Peyton Palmer. And now the second baseman, Brooklyn Sanderson. Twice she has popped up to Bozer at shortstop. Runner at second, one out. And there's ball one. Top of the order, and Allison McNeil on deck. There's ball two. That was the 11th hit, the double here to lead things off by Caitlin McNeil. Here's the wind in the pitch. Inside. 3-0 to the nine hitter, Sanderson. Here's the offering, and it's low and inside, and it gets away from Brianna, and the runner will go to third. Runners at the corners. On the walk to Sanderson. Second walk issued by pitcher Hannah Call. Top of the order now, Allison McNeil, and we're at the point of the game now where if somehow McNeil would get around to score in this inning, we'd be done in game one. It would be a 10-run game. There's a ball hit in the air, underneath, cut to center, Gross. Runner third tags. She'll come home to score on the sack fly to make it 8-0. Caitlin McNeil scores off the bat of sister Allison McNeil. Sacrifice fly for the second out. Holding it first on the play, Sanderson, and here's Hannah Carlson, 3-for-3, bunted her way on last time. And that pitch is outside for a ball. So Rockford tacks on a run here in the fifth. They're up 8-0 now. RBI single in the single in the first, single in the third, and a bunt single in the fourth. 3-for-3 for Hannah Carlson, and she works her count to 2-0 here. Runner on first, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. The wind in the pitch on the outside corner for a strike, 2-1. Brianna Calder would hit next. 2-1 delivery is off the corner that time. 3-1. 8-0 Rockford. There will be a second game about 20 or so minutes after the conclusion of this one. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Ball four. Second walk of the inning, third of the game, and it gets Brianna Calder to the plate. Calder in this one, one for two, an RBI double, a walk, and she has scored a run. First and second, two outs. And she takes the first pitch across the plate for a strike. Sanderson at second, Carlson at first, two outs, a run in, 8-0, bottom of five. There's a drive to left. That ball is up. That ball is gone. This game is over. A walk-off three-run homer in the bottom of the fifth by Brianna Calder. And Rockford takes game one, 11-0 is the final score. So that ends it by way of the 10-run rule on the three-run homer by Brianna Calder. So the teams will get ready, and game two will get going here in about 20 minutes, I would guess. That's usually it. We'll take a quick break, wrap this one up, and get ready for the second game from Rockford, where the Rockets win it in 5-11.
Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, we're back in Rockford where the Rockets take game one convincingly, 11-0 in a game shortened to five innings due to the 10-run rule. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Rockford. They will leave five on base. Pioneers, no runs, and I'll have to check with the official book. It could be a no-hitter, it could be a one-hitter, a questionable third inning, two-out infield roller by Claire Reardon. I gave her a hit. Throw was a little high and got away from Peyton Palmer at first. I could see it go either way, but one way or another, only one runner allowed by Bria Majeski, who shuts out the Pioneers with six strikeouts, no walks today. Rockford got on the board with an RBI double by Brianna Calder in the first. They tacked on four in the third, a two-out RBI single by Bria Majeski, an RBI bases loaded walk to Caitlin McNeil, and then a two RBI single by Peyton Palmer made it 5-0. They added two in the fourth on a two-run single by Mackenzie Bellinger, and then they ended it in the fifth. They got a sacrifice fly by Allison McNeil, then a walk-off three-run homer to end the game by Brianna Calder, and it's 11-0. So game two will come up shortly, and that should be, I've got about 4:36 right now. I would say around 10-2-5-2 before we get started here with game two. 11-0, Rockford is your winner in the opener. Piers will be the home team in game two. Check back with us here in just a little bit, about 10 to 15 minutes for game two. Piers and Rockford to end the regular season here on You Are There Sports.